Thank you for coming this morning. My name's Graham Innes. I'm the Human Rights Commissioner conducting this inquiry, and have two policy officers with me from the Commission, Emily Gray and Samantha Edmonds. And may I begin this morning by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we're meeting and pay my respects to the elders, to their elders both past and present. I'd also like to thank the Equal Opportunity Commission of Victoria for their assistance in arranging the hearings and for hosting us in their offices today. Welcome to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission's first of 2 days in Melbourne to conduct public hearings for the National Inquiry into Discrimination Against People in Same-Sex Relationships, Financial and Work-Related Entitlements and Benefits. Melbourne is the only city where we'll be holding 2 days of hearings, and we've done so because of the overwhelming number of interesting and thoughtful submissions from Victoria. Melbourne is the only city where we've held 2 days... This inquiry is about equal rights for gay and lesbian couples trying to access the financial entitlements and work benefits that heterosexual couples take for granted. The right to non-discrimination and the right to equality before the law are two of the most fundamental principles of human rights law. Yet there are a raft of laws on Australia's books that clearly deny certain rights to gay and lesbian couples. Our goal is to identify those discriminatory laws, explain the impact of those laws on real people, and recommend changes to those laws so that the discrimination disappears. This morning we are holding the fifth of 7 public hearings taking place in capital cities all around Australia. During these hearings we hope to gather more information from selected organisations and individuals who've already made written submissions to the inquiry. In addition to formal public hearings, we're holding informal community forums in capital cities and regional areas. And the purpose of those forums is to allow any individual to share their views and experiences with the inquiry. One of those forums will take place tonight in Melbourne, and another will take place on Thursday in Daylesford. These two types of consultations are part of the second phase of the same-sex, same-entitlements inquiry. The first phase of the inquiry commenced on the 3rd of April of this year, and at that time we published a discussion paper outlining some of our preliminary research. We also invited any individual or group to provide us with written submissions. We've been delighted with the response. We now have more than 350 written submissions from individuals and organisations, and we received almost 90 submissions from Victoria, approximately 25% of the total number of submissions. The written submissions cover many issues, including leave entitlements, workers' compensation, social security, Medicare benefits, superannuation, death benefits, and taxes. And it's not surprising that these issues preoccupy many in the gay and lesbian community. After all, everyone struggles to minimise expenses and maximise income to provide financial stability during life and to leave one's family in the best possible situation after death. But it's disappointing that there are so many laws which make it so much harder for gay and lesbian couples to manage their finances when compared to heterosexual couples. We're very concerned by the large number of submissions that describe the considerable stress and anguish caused to gay and lesbian couples by these discriminatory laws. For example, some submissions describe how a gay man, unlike a heterosexual man, may be denied access to his partner's superannuation benefits if his partner worked for the Commonwealth Public Service. Other submissions tell us that a lesbian woman, unlike a heterosexual woman, cannot claim tax rebates for childcare, nor can she claim a tax offset for her dependent partner. And if a gay couple needs medical treatment and medication, they must spend more than a straight couple before they get the benefit of the Medicare safety net or the pharmaceutical benefit scheme protections. The submissions describe the financial strain that these discriminatory laws place on gay and lesbian couples. They also suggest that the law treats gay and lesbian couples as second-class citizens, not deserving of the same rights as heterosexual couples. As one person put it, I'm a first-class taxpayer, but a second-class citizen. Another person expressed his frustration as follows. The inequalities embedded in current legislation are obvious and are inexcusable. Understanding, tolerance and inclusion are said to be values of the Australian community. Current legislation tells another story. Today we're going to hear from a variety of Victorian organisations who will tell us more about the discriminatory laws on the books, how they work and how they should be changed. We'll also hear from some individuals who've kindly agreed to tell us about how they've tried to cope with the impact of discriminatory laws. For any media in the room, you should check in with the Commission staff. They have some printed notes for media on confidentiality and privacy issues that may arise. If there are any individuals in the room who don't wish to be identified, you should also speak to Commission staff. The Commission will be recording all of the testimony on audio files, and we'll attempt to place those files on our website as soon as we can. We'll also be taking notes from the proceedings, and we'll be placing a summary of those notes on the website. You can obtain a written copy of the agenda from Commission staff if you'd like to see a full list and approximate timetable of the people who'll be appearing today. In addition, we have a one-page document giving some background to the inquiry, that's the green document. And if you're sitting in the audience and would like to provide some further comments to us about the issues we're talking about, there's a pink form. And there's also a blue form, which is the evaluation form. So please see our staff about those forms if you need any of them. We expect to learn a lot by the end of the day. We hope that those in the audience do as well. Okay, so we're going to get started, as I said, by having some people talk to us about their individual stories and the way that the discrimination that this inquiry relates to has impacted on them. And the first of those are Janet Jukes and Monica Ferrari. I think only Janet's here, is that right? Or is Monica here as well?
No, I'm here. I'm just really here to support Janet.
No, great. Okay, well, please come and take a seat.